making it more affordable and cheaper for people to build secondary dwellings or granny flats. Currently, there's infrastructure charges associated with that to the tune of about $7,000. We're going to be waiving those infrastructure charges to encourage people, more people, to build secondary dwellings or granny flats where you can rent them out to family members, or the state have changed legislation so you can rent them out to anyone now. And we think their secondary dwellings are a good solution to help provide more affordable housing. We're also going to be waiving development application fees for not-for-profit community housing providers, where the development caters entirely for affordable rental premises. Also, if private industry developers want to build unit developments, they'll also have their development application fees waived for the proportion of that development that represents affordable housing units. Council's also working with housing provider Coast to Bay to provide affordable housing on a site in Karoi and investigating other council-owned sites in Tawantin and Noosa Heads. The nationwide housing affordability and availability crisis is something the community has told all levels of government they must address. We're playing our part along with private industry. We can provide opportunities through the planning scheme and incentives through things such as waiving infrastructure charges and development application fees. It's never been done before, but we're in a situation where Australia hasn't been before, and that is with this nationwide housing availability and affordability crisis, so we have to respond.